This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending, with us here in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Listen, somebody left the gates to hell open this morning. They had to. I think it hit like 115 where we're at, or where I'm at. And I was thinking to myself as I was even in the car with air conditioning on, you know, we've invented sweaters and heated socks and all these wonderful, wonderful inventions. Is anybody aware of air-conditioned underwear? I'm just, you know, I'm asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, at this point, don't you think that would, like, sell millions? You got air-conditioned underwear, air-conditioned T-shirts. No? Come on. Seriously. I can't believe this. You get a couple of days. No, yeah, don't give me, do not send me any of the global warming cooling stuff. Not interested. You know, there's even another release this weekend that you won't see anywhere. Not even here, because I'm going to beat my brains out with it. About more global warming, cooling, climate change hoaxes. See, and it's not even a matter of the conservatives say that there is no global, quote-unquote, warming climate change. Climate's always changing. And if you listen to the real experts, not the ones making the most amount of noise, but real scientists, real experts, they'll tell you this is normal and natural for the planet. I don't know about you, but some of us haven't been around for tens of thousands of years to write down what the temperature was every day and what took place and what went down. Come on. Seriously? Always fun. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God bless America. So, you know, as you see this stuff comes up, I would say grab it. I mean, why not? Why not grab it and let your friends, your loved ones, I just had this argument with somebody online. I know I should save this for later on because I know what's going to happen. I've got to get stuck on that and I'm going to forget about everything else I want to do, right? I don't care if I get stuck on it. I was having too much fun with it before. So somebody online was making fun of President Trump, which is nothing new, right, in Facebook. And basically what they were saying was, you know, here he is again. He wants to parade around our military. I mean, that's unprecedented. It's never been done before. And all I got to say is, will you please learn your history? Some of you people make me nuts. You blurt this stuff out. You have no clue, and I mean no clue, about history. And I have read about this stuff. I kind of throw it out of my head because I figure, okay, nobody's going to fall into that again. I forget who I'm dealing with. So they're beloved, you know, again, you have to call out their heroes, right? And there's great pictures of this. This is nothing new. How about we start off with their, with one of the, well, maybe not today. It was at the time. One of the most revered presidents, President Kennedy. I mean, he actually, it looked like he was reviewing the troops. And in this inaugural parade, President Kennedy had the military there. And I don't mean protecting him. I'm talking about in the parade. Right? They had dozens of missiles, as well as soldiers and sailors. They had Navy boats who were being towed down Pennsylvania Avenue. You know, and realizing that President Kennedy was part of the Navy, was in the Navy, so it might have been a salute to him back, but dozens of missiles? They tried to say that Dwight Eisenhower was the one that said, you know, you can't have military parades, can't show off your might, can't show off your strength. However, when he became president in 1953, he had 22,000 military service members in his parade. Again, I say, learn your history. Don't start spewing stupid stuff before you know what you're talking about. Right? And then, apparently, later on, they found out that there was actually a missile that was in the parade that could fire a nuclear warhead for real. Right? I mean, but yet they use him as the poster boy for not wanting military. They use a military guy for using a comment that they don't want a military parade. When World War II was still raging on, they had 30,000 men and women march down Fifth Avenue in New York City. It was the Army Day Parade in 1942. What a bunch of nasty people. I can't believe they would do something like this. Now, they all have to be nasty. Kennedy, Eisenhower, the rest, they all have to be nasty. You know why? Because if Trump's nasty for wanting to do it, then they must be nasty too. If you go a little bit back to the early days of the American presidency, of the U.S. as a whole, presidents on the 4th of July used to review military troops on a regular basis. I mean, I could do this all day long. I love this because they put up these memes, they put up these things, they don't check them, because all they want to do is try to make you sound it look stupid. And remember, when you're pointing to somebody, there's four fingers pointing back at you. Remember that? Or three. I don't know, how many got in your hand? Kimberly Murray joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So did some of you get informed in the last segment? I mean, did you really figure out that we have had military parades in this country before? And when the left tells you that, you know, Trump is out of his mind because he wants to have a military parade, he wants to show you all the little toys that he has to play with, I guess you have to go all the way back, you know, Kennedy, right after World War II, and then you had Kennedy. And then, yeah, I mean, we go through a whole list of times when we had military parades in this country. And I guess, I don't know, going back to the days of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln, I guess they were all warmongers. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And I'm thoroughly confused by this because I thought we had this covered. Anyway, but I know somebody who is smarter than me. Kimberly Marin joins me to discuss everything, I don't know, FISA, war-related. She's a warmonger, too, I'm sure.
Right. No. No. Not at all. It's not our business. Stay out of it.
Oh, no. There was somebody on Facebook that just lit me up because they did one of those stupid memes with Eisenhower where they claimed that Eisenhower said, you know, you shouldn't have military parades, you shouldn't have this, you shouldn't have that, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the guy, again, was either suffering from Alzheimer's, drank too much vodka, or hit the coke pipe a little too often, because in his inauguration, he had 22,000 military in his parade at his inauguration. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't understand the English language, obviously, right?
No, it's that people don't bother to do a little research and look up history and see what really went on and what's happened in the past and what other past presidents have done. They don't bother doing that. They just blurt out crap that they hear from PMSNBC and without actually verifying what they say is true or not. And, of course, everything that MSNBC comes out of there is definitely not true.
No.
But you can research it. You can verify, kids. I tell people all the time, check and verify. Doesn't matter who it is.
What? Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is.
No. No, we should be doing it, too. I get that. I'm with you on that. I just get the biggest kick out of some of the stuff. Again, they throw these memes out one after another, and everybody's like, oh, that's right, I forgot. No, you didn't forget. You didn't know, and you're too stupid or too prideful to say, I didn't know. It's okay to say I don't know, right? I mean, you do it to me all the time.
I used to write about the truth about these stupid memes all the time for the Federalist Papers Project. I used to, you know, discount everything in memes on a regular basis. So, yeah, I totally get what you're talking about. These memes that people put out, and most of the times they're not even true. There might not even be truth about part of the first sentence. Never mind the rest of it. But, yeah, it just takes a little research. You can find all this stuff out pretty easily, usually.
And it's okay to be, I say this, you want to put out a meme that's kind of lighthearted and funny and that kind of stuff. That's all right. That's cool. We can figure those out unless you're really, like, dull between the ears. But when you put it out with such conviction, like you have a clue as to what you're talking about, those are the ones I have a field day with. Because even when you prove them wrong, have you seen them ever back down or even pull it down?
No. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They don't believe you even if you're right and you show them the history books in their faces. If people came back from the dead and said, yeah, what this person is saying is true and your meme is wrong, they still wouldn't believe it.
Okay, so I know that you're not a war crazy person. I get all of that. But I got to tell you something. Growing up where I grew up, I so much appreciate what President Trump did this weekend. And it's about time somebody stuck up to these bullies, these morons, okay? The Iranian president, right? He, in his speech,
yep,
he talked about what he was going to do to America. And President Trump tweeted out, I know some of these people hate this, in all caps, threaten
yeah.
the United States again, or you'll suffer consequences the likes which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now, the left is going crazy, right? And I'm saying, no. No, when you get the bully in the schoolyard, you stand up right in front of him and say, I'm going to pummel you into a day that never existed. Right? Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Yep.
God, these people are such weenies.
Well, I mean, look at...
Go ahead.
Ahmadinejad Damas. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I said that wrong.
Dumb buck. Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, that's why I changed it at the very end. He got all that money from Obama, right? Oh, they're not going to make nuclear weapons. We'll just give them this $150 billion
on
money. A pallet.
God.
Huh?
I said, everybody's saying, well, it was their money. It ended up being $1.7 billion. And on top of all that, you cannot. It's federal. It's illegal. It is illegal to transfer actual dollars in cash to another country.
Not if you're the federal government, apparently.
Well, no.
Or under the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if Trump did that, the left would be flipping out.
Yeah.
But Obama did it, so it's okay. And so, you know, he was supposed to, you know, they figured, oh, maybe he'll be nice now. We gave him our lunch money. Maybe he'll be nice now.
No, he's coming back tomorrow.
And, of course, that's not what happened.
Well, Obama admitted to, this is some, people don't listen sometimes. Obama admitted in a speech about a week after that, that what he did was illegal. And he said, people are making noise about, you know, me sending the money via plane, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. He said, but it was only, it was the only way I could get it to them because it's, I couldn't wire transfer. We couldn't move it via bank because there were still sanctions on Iran, but yet he did it anyway. And he said that was the only way I could get it to them because it's illegal to wire it to them because they were under sanctions.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, there was U.N. sanctions, U.S. sanctions, and yet Obama said, screw all you guys, I'm going to give them the money anyway, and I'm going to do it illegally. I mean, that's what we had for the past 8 years. So you know what? I'm trying to watch my mouth. They can,
they can
take a hike. They can take a hike. Honestly, sorry. I'm trying to really watch my words today.
No.
But, you know... the thing is, I think they know that he will back it up if it comes down to it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, look.
And I would hope he would. Because I don't want a red line like Obama's red line, which meant absolutely nothing.
Well, here's why I love this stuff. This is, when Trump got in the office, shortly after he got in the office, he actually held up the red line that Obama put into place. So I'm not worried about him not following through. But, you know, who's that, the Harf on Fox? He used to work for Obama, right, for his communications department.
Oh, my, yeah, the crackpot, yeah.
Yes. Oh, just lost in almost everything. She said, well, what's he going to do then? What's he going to do if they, what's he going to do? He's going to cause some problems, the likes that I've never seen on the planet before.
My and I'm ball okay bombs, with baby. That.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host, myself, and Kimberly Marin will be back right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Made in America is not obsolete. That according to President Donald Trump, who displayed products made in every state to prove it. The president has long said goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development.
That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right? We're adding a lot more.
President Trump says goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is defending President Trump's late-night all-caps tweet against Iran, in which she threatened Iran. The tweet came after Iran's president warned that a war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Speaking to reporters at an early morning gaggle,
the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America. If anybody is inciting anything, look no further than to Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, texting, tweeting, whatever, however it is that you're communicating with us. Thank you, and I appreciate it so much. Let me just bring it back on because I don't want her to split a gut over there. Kimberly Moran joins us like she does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with us here and she helps me get the week kicked off. I love it. Right?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? I love it. I didn't say you did.
I like Mondays better, Joe, since I come on your show.
Oh, that's so sweet. Not that it means anything, really, but that's sweet. So listen, I'm enjoying so much of the Dems losing their minds out of so many things. Like when you think about what's going on with them, when you think about, you know, the things that are actually happening in the news, and we were talking about Mary Harf just before the break, and she's just going out of her mind that the president would respond in such a way to President Hassan Rouhani. And here's my thought. As she's speaking, I'm thinking in my head, she's a fool. She's a foo-foo because the guy that she worked for couldn't find a line after he drew it. The guy that she worked for thought that the way to be tough is to bow in front of somebody, right? Or send them more money and hope to God that they don't bomb us anymore. What do you think North Korea would be today if he got his third term?
Well, I mean, they got farther because of Clinton, so, you know, they probably got farther because of Obama.
Uh-huh.
Bush certainly didn't do anything. I mean, no one's done a darn thing about North Korea. So, I don't know. You know, maybe Trump will actually get something done. Who knows?
Well, I think what happens is it's just like with the Russians. You know, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about what Putin does. He just goes and he does. You know why? Because nobody stops him. Nobody gets in his way. Nobody gives him a hard time. I'm telling you right now, I know these things look and appear like they're not related, but I'm watching what's happening in China. I'm watching what's happening with Russia. I'm watching what's happening with the Iran, and then the Russians having to team up with the Germans. Trump, and I don't know if he has this all planned out, but think of the chaos that he's causing from an economic and a support standpoint with all those people.
So,
yeah.
Did you hear that Trump, the U.S. released $200 million in defensive aid to the Ukraine?
Yes, I did.
After
I did that
the summit?
Yep.
How come nobody was talking about that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, why would you talk about that? You know, oh, that certainly isn't someone who's in bed with Putin if they're sending something that's obviously going to aggravate the heck out of him, right?
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you. I look at this stuff and I just say, anything that doesn't fit their narrative, anything that they don't want to highlight, it's not going to come out, is it?
It's not going to come out. I mean, the media has... I saw some poll recently, and people have zero... I mean, it's a huge percentage now, way bigger than I've seen in years. They have zero trust in the media, especially mainstream media, but they have zero trust in the media, and it's because of their behavior over the, not just under Obama, but now under Trump as well. You can totally see the bias.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't just have to be an expert.
No.
This is something that I interviewed someone, and they brought this up to me one time. They said, look, if you're reading the newspaper and you're an expert in one field and you read a story and you're like, no, that's not true. That's not true. None of this is true. This story is not true. But then you turn the page and the next story you read, you're not an expert, but you think it's true. Think about it. You know, if you know that news outlets are posting bogus facts or making stuff up or not giving all the facts about a story, they're doing it about every story and a lot of stories. That's why I don't watch the news at all. I don't watch my local news, nothing. I don't even trust the weatherman.
Well, we need
and
some
I like my weather guy.
We need some entertainment, though, don't we? I mean, seriously. You look at
it.
Go ahead.
It's not entertainment when I'm yelling and I have to correct them all the time. Seriously.
Do they hear you and write you letters saying, I heard you screaming at me and I changed the story? No, right?
I post it right on the story so other people see it too.
So,
like when they talk about stupid things, you know, guns in a wrong manner.
Oh, well, listen, I'm glad you went there because apparently the 29-year-old shooter, Faisal Hussein, right, the Toronto killer?
In Toronto?
Yeah. This is further proof that America must enact stronger and stricter gun control and fight climate change, right? I mean, seriously.
Well,
you didn't hear about that, did you?
I heard about the shooting, but I didn't hear about gun control in America. What does that have to...
Well,
Canada has very strict gun control. How'd this guy get a gun?
Right, well, but if you look at the Toronto news and you listen to the news... There's nothing about it to speak of, if you would. I mean, there's nothing about... You don't hear them going crazy about gun control because their mind says, hey, we have strict gun control, therefore we're safe. Well, except for the ones that the Toronto killer killed with a gun.
Right.
Doesn't it...
please, it's okay. Canada. They probably won't even... I'm surprised they even said his actual real name. So,
well,
honestly.
What, because it's from Canada?
No, because of his name is not, you know, just your typical Canadian name.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I personally love reading stories like this because for me, I look at this stuff and I say, I already know the answer. Never mind. I'm not going to ask. I was going to say, why can't they be honest about it? Well, you know why they can't be honest about it. It's humanly impossible for them to be honest. But anyway, I went all around the place. You know, what's her name? Marie Harf?
Sharf. Barf.
Is that what it is? Whatever it is. I don't. Marie.
Shart? I don't know.
She makes me crazy. She will defend. Yeah, I know, right? How old?
Sorry.
She will defend the president or ex-presidential blamo no matter what it is. I mean, everything that man did was right. Improper. It didn't matter who it hurt. How many people got killed? It didn't make a difference. And she defends him to no end, right?
They have to. Joe, they have to because that's who they supported. Not just that they worked for him, but that's who they supported. And the left aren't the type of people, and you've seen this your own self throughout history even, they don't admit when they make mistakes. I mean, Obamacare is one of the a big one that they don't admit. Yeah, we made a huge mistake. It's the worst thing we ever did. They try to blame Trump now because people are still losing health care and it's getting more expensive. They blame Trump, and I'm like, How can you blame Trump? You're the one who put it into place. And it's crap, the whole thing. But that's, they don't ever accept responsibility. They won't ever admit mistakes or that somebody was wrong or that they were wrong. Ever. Ever. Who has?
What? He's not been president for 2 years now, right? Like 18 months or something like that. 19 months. And I can go back and pull audio clip after audio clip after audio clip. And I love when I get on these programs and they say to me, well, he's president now. Wow, that really works for you now. It didn't work for you when President Obama was in office and he blamed Bush for almost 6 years for every woe, every negative thing that happened in this country was because of the policies that Bush put in place. And now, after 19 months, you can't blame Obama for anything, it seems, right?
No, they won't. They can't. If they could still be blaming Bush, they would. They'll just reverse it all and blame Trump, even though he's only been in office. So, I mean, didn't Obama blame Bush for, like, 6 years?
Yeah, close
for
to the,
everything.
A little over 5 years. Everything negative that was going on in this country was because of the policies that Bush put in place. But anything at all that was positive was because of what Obama did.
Yeah.
And even a few times in some of his speeches, he would say stupid things. Like that it would be a lot worse if he wasn't president because he's been able to stop the bleeding or stop this or stop that. I think to myself, wow, talk about being full of yourself, right?
Yeah, and talk about being full of you-know-what. Because that certainly wasn't true with the programs and policies he's put into place. One of the best things that Trump has done is get rid of all the crap that Obama put into place. If we could only get rid of Obamacare, but that's never going to happen. You can't put in a huge government entitlement program and ever get rid of it. You're stuck with it, and we're screwed forever unless we actually could get someone like Calvin Coolidge who might actually have the cojones to do it. But no one's going to ever cut that out. Because once you give people a welfare program, it doesn't end. You can't even get people to make work requirements and put Clinton reforms into place because the Democrats have a fit. You can't have those able-bodied, childless adults actually working for the food stamps they're getting. No, God forbid. No, you people who work and pay your taxes and buy your own food, you're going to pay for your neighbor down the street who doesn't work and doesn't pay taxes to get free food and who doesn't also work.
Now, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, I want to ask you the question. Do you think the Inquisition, which is what I'm calling it now, the Mueller Inquisition, is going to really show how deep and how corrupt the Democrats were during the race? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Kimberly Moreno will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, but I much prefer to spend the time with Kimberly Moran. She's on with us every week, helps us kick it off so that I try to get her heart pumping, but sometimes she gets me crazy too. Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always. All right. So, I mean, I got so many stories I want to get to here. These guys are good, especially coming off a weekend where there's all this crazy news. I mean, this would be good for like a week's worth of news, just from one weekend, don't you think?
Yeah, of course. Oh, please, there's a week's worth of news every day. seriously, from all over, you know, not just from D.C., but from all over the place. There's literally like a week's worth of news. And that's not everything that's even reported.
No, that's true. That's true. Or the depth at which it's reported. Look, you're looking at what's coming up now with Paul Manafort's trial, right? And I think what's happening, the little tidbits of stories, you're never going to read a flood of this information in any one place. You've got to go looking for it. So when you go looking for these stories, you start to see there's going to be so many things. The Dems are going to be sorry for how they were pushing on this and pushing on this investigation, because what you're seeing is more and more these Democrat political consultants, you know, coming to the top. Some of the strategists that are coming to the top of this investigation. And you're right. I don't know how much of it we're going to hear, but we're going to hear about some of it. And some of it we already know about. You know, when you look at what happened to Bernie Sanders, somebody got paid to do that to him, right?
Yes. Well, was it Trey Gowdy who said recently that if there was something, if there was actual collusion, what's that creepy guy from New York? He's kind of cray-cray. He's got crazy eyes.
From New York? Talking about the governor?
No. Well, he's crazy, too.
He's not crazy.
Schiff. Adam Schiff. Sorry.
No, he's from California. He's a whack.
Oh, he's one of yours?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought it was... Well, New York, California. What's the difference? New York,
true.
California? Is there a difference other than...
No. They get a lot more snow than we do. That's it.
Okay, that's like the only thing. But Trey Gowdy said that if there was any actual collusion, Adam Schiff would have leaked it. I think that's what he said.
The guy can't keep his mouth shut. You're so right.
Apparently, yeah.
But when you saw him over the weekend, the FISA warrant, the FISA information, there was nothing there. We already knew about it, and the Republicans are trying to make you think it was a big deal, and there was a lot. Well, there was. I mean, if it wasn't for the dossier, is that right this time? See, thank you.
Are you learning French?
No, see, if I want to say it my way from Boston, it's like, yeah, we got that dossier. We got the dossier thing, and...
No, you wouldn't say the R. Don't lie to people.
Sir.
You would say dossier.
Yes, sir.
You would not say the R. You would say yes, sir, and you would not say the R.
So you got this thing that's...
I'm going to keep you honest.
I know. You got this thing that's full of crap. The Dems, and you know, I loved it when they would say, you know, the Dems paid for it. Oh, no, the Republicans did. Well, the Republicans started, but you guys took it through all kinds of money at it. We knew it was
a loser. And everything, you know, remember when the Democrats slammed Nunes and said he needs to step down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out when you back up the FISA warrant and his memo and the other things, and you put them all together, according to the Washington Examiner, he was pretty darn accurate.
Yeah.
That's a shocker. Yeah. See, Dems, sorry, Dems, but we know you lie all the time and your followers don't care. Republicans can't lie because even their own supporters will look it up to verify the truth. Because on the Republican side, on the right, and not everybody, not always, but there are people who will verify and call you out if you're wrong. Not on the left, though. Not on the left.
No.
They just all one big collective blob of stupid.
Well, when you think about how often, I mean, how long did Wiener get away with what he was doing? And how long did it take them to actually walk away from him? I mean, it takes forever. We run away from our people like they have the plague whenever something goes sideways.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But here's the other thing here. I am so tired of hearing about we're getting hot, things are happening, people are being indicted. What is Manafort facing charges for? Does anybody out there really know? I mean,
it's something related to business deals like 2006 or something.
Last I checked, I don't think, I'm not sure now because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I don't think Trump was running for president back in 2006. And on top of that,
it's not even anything to do with his campaign.
Look, what did they put what's his name, Al Capone, away for, right? The guy murdered probably thousands of people. What did they put him away for? Tax evasion. Okay? That's all they could get him on. So Manafort is looking at charges of bank and tax fraud, and it's related to his work in the Ukraine in 2006. How can anybody with two IQ points to rub together tie that to Trump.
They can't.
Thank you.
They'll keep trying. They'll keep saying, they'll keep using Manafort's indictment as something, Russia collusion, even though it has nothing to do with it. But again, their supporters don't care. They don't care about the truth, and they don't listen. Look, when's the last time you saw a Democrat tell the truth? Honestly. And I'm not talking about regular people. I'm talking about elected officials.
Let's be clear.
No, I have to reiterate that because people keep getting offended when I say Democrats. I'm like, no, I'm talking about elected officials. Yeah. If you're a Democrat and you support these people, well, that says all you need to know about you. But these elected officials, they lie, they cheat, they're corrupt, they will lie to your face. They will say to your face, no, the sky is not blue, it's brown, and they will expect you to believe them. And guess what most supporters do? You got to start standing, and that's why so many people, Democrat voters, went over to Trump, because they got sick of that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I so agree.
Because actual voters aren't usually stupid.
No. No, no. You know what? I agree with, I've heard some people say this in the past, and I think it's so true. How did they get the numbers so wrong in the presidential race? How did they do that? They did that because people got tired of being asked, who are you going to vote for? Oh, my God, yep. Why are you voting for Trump? They got tired of hearing that, okay?
They weren't telling the truth.
No, I agree with you, and I think you're going to see more and more of that because they really don't want to put up with... Look at what happens today. You wear a MAGA hat, you get your head beat in, right? You wear...
Listen, I did exit polling in the primary in New Hampshire for the Republican primary, and there was... the primaries. So there was tons of people who voted for Trump and for Bernie Sanders, and they were excited to tell me about it. There was people, a lot of them independents, who never voted in a primary. They were like, yeah, I never voted in a primary before. I never even voted before, but I'm coming out to vote for Trump, and they were excited about it. Of course, this is in New Hampshire, not like uber left-wing New York or California, where that's where you will get, you know, spit on if you have a MAGA hat.
Well, look, you know, you and I both don't trust him, and I get it, but the court papers that were filed last week of people that are going to bring in front of the court to on the Manafort trial, they're talking about Tad Devine. Now, he's listed 16 times in the paperwork. He was a strategist for Sanders in 2016, and he worked for Al Gore and John Kerry on their presidential campaigns. So he's got some information, but, like Manafort, Devine also did work in the Ukraine for the President Viktor, Yanukovych, or whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so you see more and more of this stuff, but these guys that they're pulling in for, you know, to get testimony from, they're Dems, and they're tangled up in this thing. And this is going to be funny. I mean, they're going to do it in the public.
Who's going to report it? Joe, seriously, do you think ABC, NBC, CBS are actually going to come out with the truth? They will gloss over it just like they do with anything that doesn't fit their agenda. Yeah, you and I will do it. And all these other alternative, you know, media, and the word will get out, right? But the regular people, regular Americans who don't listen to any kind of this stuff, who don't read blogs, who don't do any of that, they aren't going to hear the truth. Why? Because the mainstream media will not report it.
I agree.
Period.
I agree. This is a lot. Look, you know, I'm on that other interesting network a couple of times a month.
Yes.
There's stuff that goes on there. They get mad at me because I do talk about this stuff. I do throw it up in their faces. I do say to them, hey, you keep talking about this, but what about this? Why are you sidestepping these issues? And they just look at you like you got nine heads. They don't want their people to know about it.
And I understand they can't have people reporting on everything. You know, the news has changed. But there's certain important things that happen, whether it's local or at the federal level, that people need to know about. And it shouldn't be some biased editorial board or some biased manager making that decision.
I got you. Listen, we got to go. Where do people find you? Quick.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And I mean a lot more coming up. We're going to get into more of these, I don't know, what, defendants. What did Comey and Strzok's plan? They actually had a plan. Really, got to give them credit for that. We'll be back in a few minutes.